patientsmd.com. You can fill out the new patient forms there, find out the hours of operation, where they're located as well, and just have any of your questions answered online at millbrookchiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Time to check traffic. Fox News coming up. The next hour we'll have random facts, and as always, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Ouch. And we'll...
Popper's a little loud this morning.
I nuked it up a little bit. I apologize for that. As we close in on 7.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The later into Friday morning we get, the more cars we're seeing. We're very busy now on Southwest Boulevard around I-65. East South Boulevard, Highway 331, Norman Bridge, and in front of Alpha, very busy, as well as East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. A lot of incoming traffic now on I-65 and 85, and also 231 from Wetumpka. No issues on the interstate. Still looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka this morning. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, 2 ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Huh. If you get turned on when someone talks dirty, that means your naughty bits are voice activated.
You're so naughty.
Shower Thoughts.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7 from Ministry of Truth.
Shortwave, take it down.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden today signs executive orders aimed at getting more food assistance to families in need and moving toward a $15 minimum wage for federal contractors. Yesterday, it was orders related to coronavirus response, including a national vaccination campaign.
We directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to start standing up the first federally supported community vaccination centers.
He's also ordered more production of personal protective equipment and more federal guidance on keeping schools and child care centers open. National Guard troops protecting the Capitol are now allowed back inside for breaks.
Thousands of National Guard troops were told to vacate Capitol grounds by U.S. Capitol Police. One group reportedly forced to relocate from a Senate building to a nearby parking garage with only one bathroom and 2 stalls for 5,000 troops. And this is drawn bipartisan outrage from lawmakers.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America's listening to Fox News.
You could do it this morning, really, with the rain. An update from Rich is coming up.
Sticks!
It's finally Friday. week at work.
On Newstalk 93.1 FM, taking a look at Fox Business. Market's off to a bit of a picklepuss start today. What does it mean? We may get a call from Brandt around the opening bell. In the meantime, financial planning is the way to do what we discussed earlier on TV. Money can buy you a little happiness and security, especially when you manage it properly, and that's what they do at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Set up an appointment by calling 387-0094. Great team there.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Well, apparently, Chase, a lot of people saw you on TV this morning. I'm getting a lot of hits on the Facebook page. So you are somebody. Yes, you are. Rain this morning, and as a matter of fact, the radar is just covered with green, yellow, and orange. And you can get our weather app on your phone or tablet and see that yourself. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. I think by lunchtime, most of the rain is out of here. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high today around 60. Cloudy this evening, clearing overnight, but it'll be a slow process, low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sun. Nice day, high 61. Best day of the weekend is tomorrow. Sunday, high in the low 60s also. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday, and we're watching that storm system carefully because some of those storms could be particularly strong Monday evening, Monday night. Right now this morning, raining, moderate rain out at the airport. 55 degrees now, 7:09.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, well, let's face it, Mother Nature has sprung a leak this morning, right?
Yes, she has.
A busted toilet or a leak behind the dishwasher or whatever it is. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Now, the water that I had on my floor this morning was not a leak. It was because Chase had gone outside and tracked some water back into the house here. Plumbing by Luke Wire will take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And during these weird times, they are wearing masks. They are making sure that their employees are healthy. They have gloves, and they'll take care of you and your family. And that's just the professional way that they operate. Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. You can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I just saw this story for the first time. It looks like they're going to cancel the Olympics again.
Oh, you're kidding. This is really breaking news because I haven't heard this.
Yeah, the future of the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo thrown into doubt after reports surfaced suggesting the Japanese government has concluded the coronavirus pandemic will force the event to be canceled.
Canceled but not rescheduled this time?
Well, the next Olympics is 2024 unless they just reset
the
every four-year routine. Yeah. Of course, they do that, you'll have the Winter and Summer Olympics in the same year.
That's true. They can't do that.
And I don't know. One thing with Tokyo as a location, trying to work around the pandemic in a place that's so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have per square mile the highest population concentration.
Per capita, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
So unless they were able to move the venues way out, and you got teams coming in from all over the world. How do you find enough hotel space to safely, what's the word they used last year during baseball, the bubble?
The bubble. Yeah, exactly.
So that's...
Who saw this a year out? I mean, last summer when we, when they had rescheduled it.
I think the answer to that is nobody because, we were told what they knew then.
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. We're going to postpone the Olympics until next year.
But it looks like the Olympics have run into a few hurdles.
Very good.
He'll be here all morning.
All morning.
Maybe. We are at 7:12. Jay, what are some of the exciting topics we're going to cover in Random Facts?
A bunch of things you may or may not have known.
Oh!
Thank you.
Very good. I love the knowing things.
Random smarty pants.
Yeah, there's that.
He's classy and sometimes a little smart.
That's okay. <Yeah. laughs> He's our boss and we love him.
Why, thank you. Still no raise.
Well, I was I was trying to buy a little time to come up with a decent convoluted intro. But that's going to be very difficult to do. Let's get some local news first.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. A Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And Montgomery public school officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 22nd, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Steve Perry. When his mother asked the gender of the future Journey frontman, the doctor replied,
"Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit."
Actually, it was somewhere in California. Steve Perry, a star is born.
And now,
it's time to start believing that it's time for
Random Facts.
Very good.
Good job.
Oh,
believing. Don't stop.
Good job. Did you know, we all know Alexander Graham Bell did what? Invented the telephone, right?
Telephone.
Mm-hmm. What else did he invent?
A hearing aid?
Maybe. I don't know. I've got something specific here. I don't know about the hearing aid.
Wasn't a crapper. We know that was...
He made it, by the way, he made it to assist a president.
To assist a president.
Who was dying.
A wheelchair.
Oh.
Grant. Right? Did he make it for President Grant?
Mm-mm. Made it for Garfield.
Garfield.
And it had to do with cooling?
DVD player?
Cooling?
No, no. What he invented was the metal detector.
Oh.
That's right. To find where the bullet was.
Right. They were completely confused on that bullet.
Yeah.
They would let him come in. They let him come in and examine the president twice. However, due to the bed springs, there was complication in finding the bullet.
Oh, yeah.
And secondly, the physician would only let him look on the right side of the president's body. Mm. When the president finally died, they found the bullet on the left side.
They knew all along.
As
well,
murder plot.
Rutherford B. Hayes used to say, what a pisser.
This was also back before they believed in washing hands, and they were just sticking their hands all up in the president
man.
And stuff.
There's a long look at people that might have lived had even basic modern medicine been available. You know, what did they do with Lincoln? They're stick jamming a finger in his
head
to find the ball that was buried in there.
Now, wasn't Garfield also, they were trying to keep him cool, so they had like blocks of ice and fans going?
You are correct on that.
Very possible. It doesn't mention this in this story. It just talks about the metal detector that Alexander Graham Bell invented.
That is pretty cool.
Interesting.
Did you know Shakespeare... it is said that Shakespeare came up with more than 1,700 words, some of them including moonbeam, laughable, eyeball, bump, puking... Champion, bedroom, excitement, and zany. The first recorded use of those 1,700 words have all been found in his plays and poems.
You know, it's almost like old Will knew I was coming along at some point. When I hear words like zany.
You're so zany. Moonbeam.
I think one of the words, and I'm not doing this to be salacious, might have been fart. Because there is some, we were studying this in college, and it was based on some long-dead playwright, Let Flee a Fart. It was in one of the lines in the play. And I'm wondering if that's on that list, too.
Well, I was going to try and open up another tab here to let you know. Instead, it opened up two. And then I was going to Google it, but now I don't have time.
And now a Shakespearean moment.
That was zany.
Good use of the word.
Did you know we did a Truth Baloney on inauguration facts yesterday?
Uh huh, that was fun.
Who did the poem for John F. Kennedy's inauguration?
Robert Frost.
Correct.
Wow.
Except he couldn't read the poem due to the glare on the snow being so strong.
Yeah.
So instead, he recited one that he knew from memory. And didn't read the actual poem that he wrote for that inauguration.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a very touching moment if you go back and watch the live coverage on the night of the assassination when they brought JFK's body back to the White House. Mm-hmm. The reporter, who I believe was with CBS, quoted a Robert Frost poem about coming home because he mentioned that JFK loved Robert Frost.
Yeah.
And the reporter begins to cry as he's reciting this poem.
Oh, my God.
Did you know, during the Depression, there was a guy by the name of Frederick Mellinger. He was fired from a job for proposing that they sell women's underwear in the color of black instead of the basic white. He then joined the army and found that men wanted to see pinup girls in more risque lingerie. So this caused him to make his own exotic line of lingerie. And Fredericks of Hollywood was born.
That's a cool story.
That is a cool story.
Did you know, when asked at a press conference, if you're going to sell out to a commercial interest, which one would you choose?
Like, I don't know if I follow you.
Well,
sell out.
They were asking Bob Dylan.
Oh.
If you were going to sell out to a commercial interest, which one would you choose? Bob Dylan said, ladies' garments.
Yeah.
40 years later, In his first ever commercial, he appeared in a Victoria's Secret ad. That was his very first time. And so, yeah, he stuck with it.
All right, now hang on a second, because you'll recall that he just sold his sound catalog.
Yep.
And this was one of the...
Getting a good night's sleep is crucial, and no one knows better than music legend Bob Dylan.
Lay across my big black mattress, that is. Lingerie. Back to you. I'm sorry. It'll never happen.
Don't let those numbers go to your head. Don't get complacent.
Don't get the big head.
Did you know there's something called the CSI effect? Due to popular TV shows exaggerating the capabilities and techniques of forensic science and criminal investigations, many jurors have begun to demand a greater amount of evidence from the prosecution during trials, raising the standard of proof needed for a conviction. Because they keep watching these shows that are completely unrealistic.
But they have that kind of impact, huh?
Especially CSI got a little bit crazy there. Coming up on Random Facts, we are going to talk about Mark Twain. We will talk about a guy by the name of Sigurd Eysteinsson. Sniper kills. What else do we have here? Lobsters. An interesting fact about lobsters. And disgusting one as well. Plus, we'll talk about the Statue of Liberty.
All right. We hope you're paying attention. You'll have a chance to win $10 at shopping at Food Outlet. Among the specials this week. Now, the pricing at Food Outlet is cost plus 10 throughout the store. I am soon going to be starting my ninth year as a Food Outlet shopper. And I never worry about coupons or price compare. I've done all of that research. Once in a while, I'll go into one of the chains for one item if it's close by and it's convenient. But while I'm in there, I do a little reconnaissance price checking. For example, a sirloin tip roast. This is a USDA grade A tip roast at Food Outlet is $2.95 a pound. They start at $7.95 a pound if you're lucky at one of the chains. Ripe Roma tomatoes, beautiful and colorful, 99 cents a pound. Bluebell ice cream. They call it a sale when it's $7.99 at the chains. It's $4.98 for the full half gallon at Food Outlet. The little things make a difference, too. 4-pound bag of Dixie Crystal Sugar, $1.99. Nabisco Ritz Chips, $2.77. And Mary B's Biscuits. They are really good. I suggest you look in to trying this sometime. $2.50 each for the 12-count package. And Ziegler Bologna. Who wants fried bologna next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
And theirs is great, especially for frying up. It's $1.86. I'll get the all beef, and it's just wonderful. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And maybe I'll see you there this Sunday morning around 7:30. Right now it's 7:24.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We'll start with I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit with moderate to heavy traffic at times through the interchange. And we do have an accident on I-65 southbound on the ramp to Fairview Avenue. If you're exiting there, watch out for emergency vehicles. East Boulevard congested at I-85, and we're really busy on 231 at Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Use caution wherever you are this morning. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. Three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their two free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is January 22nd. Answer your cat's question day. Well, Tabby, if you must know, it's because I can't reach all the way down there with my tongue. Don't let curiosity kill your cat on Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
And now,
hey, cat.
Bite me.
Never mind, it's time for random.
Random.
Perfecto.
Perfect.
Wow.
Wow.
Very good.
Man, oh, man.
Does she remind you of anybody, Jay?
Did you know Mark Twain made a substantial amount of money throughout his career, but he lost most of it. He lost the equivalent of $9 million on a typesetting machine investment.
He made a lot of stupid investments.
His publishing company failed
what
after...
What does he think he is, Greg Budell?
His publishing company failed after selling only 200 copies of one of his books, and he was forced to sell his house in Connecticut.
You know, he's the guy that lifted the Grant family, Ulysses S. Grant family, out of poverty.
Because he sold his autobiography.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he helped him write it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he did, yeah.
Grant died, like, a week after he finished the autobiography.
Yes, he literally willed himself to the end.
But the book supported his family for years.
Yeah. In fact, there was a little thing about that. Let's see. Yeah, Julia Grant eventually got $450,000, which is... $13 million in today's money.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you know? Sigurd Eysteinsson.
Okay, he's German.
Easy for you to say.
Weather.
Eysteinsson weather.
See what he did there?
Yeah, well, he killed an enemy of his by the name of Mael Brigitte. I'm not making the names up, but I'm probably mispronouncing them. Anyway, he killed an enemy of his, and he beheaded the enemy.
Oh, that's pleasant.
So he took the head and was riding on his horse with it as a trophy.
Uh-huh.
The head's teeth grazed his leg, caused an infection, and he eventually died from it.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
So
there you go.
Whole new era.
Kids, there's a lesson there.
Yeah. You're going to chop somebody's head off. There could be consequences.
Put in a mouth guard.
Uh-huh.
So there's nothing happens that way. But yeah.
Ugh.
Did you know?
Yeah, where was he? Holding his head that it would cut him.
That makes gives me the heebie-jeebies.
That wasn't zany at all.
No. Did you know of the top 20 longest sniper kills, two of them were made before the year 1900?
That's pretty impressive.
That is, considering...
Given, even with my limited gun knowledge.
What year?
Well, I was going to tell you, it was before the year 1900. And I've got the years that it actually happened.
Does that mean a gun, or was it some other type of...
I'm pretty sure it was a gun. Let me look, y'all. Billy Dixon, in June of 1874, he tops the list. Well, he didn't top the list. He comes in at number 14 on the list.
Number 14.
I'm Casey Kasem.
That's right.
With your shotgun cocktail.
And at number 19 was a Confederate sniper. They don't know who it was.
But moving up the charts.
But it happened in 1864.
Sniper tried to take out Lincoln. Remember, they shot him right through the hat, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right. They did. He was on a horse.
Yeah. He was like in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
There was a...
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Rebel sniper.
The number one, by the way, in case you were wondering, happened in May of 2017. They have withheld the name of the sniper. The distance was 3,871 yards.
Wow.
It's a long way. Did you know? So I didn't know this about lobsters.
What about it?
Well, it's an interesting way that they go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
They stick their head down in the dirt.
No.
Oh.
But they pee from their face.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be something like that.
Okay.
Lobsters pee from their face and will squirt it at each other to communicate.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Y'all can count me out on that. On that role model of conversation, I'll excuse myself from the studio.
No, it's like I went scuba diving one time and was trying to poke a lobster that was below me, and he looked up at me with that face that says,
"I'm trying to urinate."
So, all of this
in other news, you ruined lunch for me today.
Oh, really?
Thinking about lobster.
Was it lobster?
Yeah,
well.
You don't eat that part. You eat the tail, right?
Well.
There's nothing, according to Jay, there's nothing coming out of there.
Yeah, there's nothing out of there.
I'm going to eat the face.
Say that.
Do crawfish do the same thing? Because if they do, for the people
We're staying classy, Montgomery.
Yes, we are. And finally, did you know the base of the Statue of Liberty, that star-shaped base, was originally a fort that was built to defend against the British?
I happened to find that out by watching Ariel, New York.
What was the name of that fort?
Fort Liberty.
I've... I don't know. I mean, I'm actually asking... Oh, wait a second. Hang on. I may have it. They ceded the island to the federal government for the construction of a defensive fort to be built there. Construction of the fort on the island, 11-port star, began in 1806, was completed in 1811. It was named Fort Wood after Lieutenant Colonel Eleazar Derby Wood, who was killed in the siege of another fort in 1814.
Nobody names their kids Eleazar anymore. Have you noticed that?
No.
Leave
you say in 1814?
Took a little trip.
Across the Mississippi.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was Fort Wood was the name of it. So those are your random facts.
I could do something very naughty with that.
No. Don't say anything like about Gopwood or anything.
Hurrah!
Okay. Let's talk about they're going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop. Is that better?
It was just delayed.
Because last time it was just so loud.
Ow!
There you go. That one's better.
And by the way, we do follow-ups, and our grand prize drawing is today. So if you don't win, stick around and do one of the follow-up questions so you can be not only entered in that drawing, but a bonus entry as well if you answer the question correctly. In the meantime, the trucks have been arriving at Kaiser Fine Furniture. You know, you've heard a lot of talk in the news about supply chains being interrupted and so forth. That is true. However, they have been coming to Kaiser, and they are fully stocked in that 65,000-square-foot warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Not even Stevie can tax it at 10%. It is located where the sales tax is 8.25%. So after you've chosen what you want to buy, you pay less on the sales tax end of it. And Kaiser can set you up with a 0% Synchrony account so you can go big. If you want to redo a whole room, do it and pay 0% over time, 18 months with Kaiser. Three of the most knowledgeable furniture experts anywhere in Alabama all work there. That's Dale Thornell, Cheryl Pitts, and of course, Stella. So if you want to bring in a picture of a room and ask for suggestions, they have the decorating experience to help you out. All under one big roof. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it's time for that pop quiz question.
Very nice.
Did that orally.
We're going to go back to our first random fact here. It was about Alexander Graham Bell. And he had another invention. We know he invented the phone, but he had a different invention. Now, I won't name the invention. I'll save that for a follow-up question if Rich would like. Okay. But I would like to know is what president did he use that invention on?
Gotcha. Uh-huh. 272-9228. 272-9228. Everyone knows that president used it. I was a pretty cool cat. 272-9228. We are standing by for your answer now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have a couple of accidents. First one, I-65 southbound on the ramp down to Fairview Avenue. Use caution there, as well as the Northeast Boulevard at Wares Ferry Road. We have a minor accident there. Our busiest spot right now, Highway 231 inbound to Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Very busy there, as well as Northeast Boulevard from I-65 over to Jackson Ferry Road. East Boulevard and East South Boulevard got a good bit of congestion as well. I-65 at 85, heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Well, shopping is festive at Festival Plaza. Shop the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we have a contestant for the pop quiz question.
All right.
And it's our buddy William.
Hey. Good morning. How's everybody?
Yeah.
Good.
Not in a lobster mood.
Okay. Yeah, it could be worse. Could be in a Wausau.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I was a little distracted during the random facts, but was it Garfield?
Well, since you're the on that question, do you remember what the invention was?
It was a metal detector.
A metal detector.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Very good.
Yes, sir.
So you not only won the $10 food out of the gift certificate, let's give him a bonus.
Want to?
Yeah, entry in the grand prize drawing coming up a little bit later. So hang on. And we will take care of you while we're getting the latest on our wall-to-wall range.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I was just looking at the weather station on top of my roof. It has had 0.77 so far on the rainfall. So that's a good soaking rain, folks. And in a little while, Chase, we're going to have to go out and brave the rain here in just a minute. Our forecast calling for rain mainly this morning. I think by lunchtime it's generally out of here. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. It'll be cloudy for a little while this evening, but then clearing late tonight. High today 60, low tonight 39, and then lots of sunshine tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like a really nice day with a Saturday's high around 61. We'll be in the low 60s on Sunday. Chance of some scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms, which will become likely Monday, and particularly towards Monday evening and Monday night. That system needs to be watched, and we will do that. Right now this morning, with moderate rain falling out at the airport, 55 degrees, calm winds, 740.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Next hour, find out which of the 57 states can't stop talking about that. Whoopee. During the pandemic.
Oh, my God.
And I think I know why. We'll offer theory. We have a mythical creature that is part of our Animal Stories presentation just ahead. Hobbies. Do you think you could spin one into a career? We have the top answers on that. And we'll let you know where you can make $24 an hour as a full-time candy taster. That sounds like a kind of a low-stress gig to me, you know?
Is it, doesn't Budweiser have a guy that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon tastes all their beers?
You got to have a very special palate to be able to do that, in my opinion, only because, you know, I had friends that claimed they could
discern,
name a beer without
right.
a label on it. You know, if it's just in a glass, they could tell you what brand. And,
that's pretty cool.
Not me. It all tasted the same to me. How old were you when you got your first beer?
Well, in Ohio, you could have 3.2% beer at 18. But the regular beer, you had to wait till 21. So, I won't tell you what we called it.
Did your dad? Yeah, I'm sure I know.
Yeah.
I think it is the letter P star?
Yeah, it's, right. It goes back to lobsters again.
Yeah. But the first time your dad let you have a sip, did he do that?
Oh, yeah, he did. He was cooking outside, and he says, here, you want to have a
sip? Yeah, that's exactly it on a barbecue.
And he says, don't you go near your mother. You hear me?
Just kind of like Clark and Rusty in the first Vacation movie. Yeah, that's right.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
150 yards, huh? I remember it was just like we were grilling. I think it was a holiday, the 4th of July or something. And I remember seeing my dad. He had one of those old-fashioned beer glasses filled to the rim with Blatz.
Uh-huh.
And there was like an inch of foam on the top.
Right.
And, you know, the sweat was running down the side of the glass, and it just looked so good. And he said, go ahead and have a sip. But, of course, my mother was nowhere near around. She would have killed him.
Hey, so we used to have clam bakes in the backyard, they would have a keg all the time for the guys, you know.
Clam bake?
Yeah.
Well, I never did one of those.
Yeah. Well, they brought it from New York State to Ohio, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, they had a keg. I was a kegger.
Did you do those in college, too?
Oh, yeah.
Keg parties?
As a matter of fact,
you'll be surprised. I only went to one keg party my whole life.
You know what kegs were costing back then and when I was in college?
I'm thinking like 30 bucks.
$34.
What would that cost today?
I don't know. And they were half kegs. That was a lot of beer.
Let's have a keg party.
A kegger?
Celebrate the
ratings.
Yeah, let's do that. It is 7:43. Beer talk aside, did you get your Krauskin?
I did, and
Brian impressed.
Brian was impressed, and I told him I lost 8 pounds, and he was more impressed, and he asked about you.
Seeing him soon.
I told him that you were fitting into clothes that you haven't been able to wear in a long time, and you're riding your bike every day.
You know, Ryan is the expert at infusion, one of several, of course, but Ryan Turner's our main guy, our contact at infusion at 296-1662. And he can explain the science behind any of the great services they offer there, but I'll tell you what he is, and I just realized this. He's a coach, because he wants you to succeed. Like, it's not just, I can use this technology to take an inch off your waist in half an hour, which is what Krauskin can do. It's, how can we keep advancing this so that every time you come in, you're a little thinner, and the Krauskin really gets to work on what it's designed to get rid of, which is fat that's just, after age 40, I mean, no matter how hard you work, there's some places that are just a real, real challenge. And you can target that, like upper arms or around the waist, as we mentioned, and cellulite, too, if you're interested in addressing that. They can also help you lose weight with IV vitamin therapy that can boost your energy so you'll feel like exercising a little bit more or going for a long walk, or one that specifically addresses a slower metabolism. They have that too. Pain relief from laser therapy, cryotherapy, and so much more, the Juve Light therapy, it's all waiting for you at one location. State-of-the-art help and health to lead a better life at Infusion Cryo and Laser. Again, the number's 296-1662, or read all about it at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 7:45, Animal Stories coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. and a Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! Simba, wake up! Chase just came in from outside. Time for today's animal stories. True tales from the wild kingdom. Wolfman to the vocal, please.
Wow, Wolfman is right on today.
Sure is, from beyond the grave, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with a little audio clip here from a movie that some of you may have seen. I think it goes back about a movie. That's when they have a plot, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's filled with actors, but that's not important. Thank you. Remember this.
I'm going to say this once. I'm going to say it simple. And I hope to God, for your sakes, you all listen. There are no abominable snowmen. There are no Sasquatches. There are no Big Feet.
That's, hang on. That's the dude that married, what's her name? Jessica Tandy's husband.
I don't know if...
Oh man, he was in Cocoon.
You're there. You
Don Amici?
The right.
Don Amici.
Don Amici is the winning answer. You win a 10. No, you don't.
That's from Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, it is. We could have done a conundrum with that now that I think about it. A member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives named Justin Humphrey has introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season.
Jeez.
And it's not a joke. He wants the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees.
He'll have to set a quota, too. Right.
Yeah, get your and make sure you have your license with you.
Don't take out the whole population.
The Wildlife Commission is not hot on this idea. Spokesperson said, "Here at the department, we use science to make management decisions, We do not recognize Bigfoot as a wildlife species. If the bill passes, this would go into effect on November 1st. Humphrey comes from a region in southeast Oklahoma that's known for Bigfoot sightings and even holds an annual Bigfoot festival. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? We got a devoted dog that spent days waiting outside a hospital in northern Turkey.
Hey, there it is.
Right back of you. I know, right behind you.
Oh, look at that. Just what timing. Yeah, this the owner was receiving treatment. The pet, Banjuk, which means bead, followed the ambulance that transported her owner, Simal Senturk, who we're looking at in a wheelchair, to the hospital on January 14th and made daily visits to the facility. His daughters would take the dog home, but the dog would repeatedly run off and return to the hospital every day around 9 a.m. and waits until nightfall.
Remember the dog that used to go to the cemetery every day?
In fact, there's a movie called The Body Snatchers. I think it's an old black and white.
Yeah.
And it opens with a scene where there's a dog laying where his owner used to be. But this is a true story. And I think if you had to have your tonsils out,
mm-hmm.
I think Chase would be right there at Baptist East.
You think so, Chase?
Yes.
You'd have to wear a mask.
7:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We still got that wall-to-wall rain on the radar?
We do. It's very colorful.
Yeah, look at that. That's about as full as it gets.
That's right.
Coming up in the next hour... And this is something I want to contribute on. We may do it as a TV topic next week. The most messed up thing you did as a kid that you still regret. You guys think you could come up with something for that?
I'd have to think about that.
Certainly something you could call in with,
too. I've done some messed up things.
Hobbies that can become careers. The thirstiest, in terms of lack of nookie, states during the pandemic... It's not us. This is, for a change, we're not leading one of these.
This is a state that thinks about it the most? Or
Talks about it the most, but...
Gets... Alaska.
No. No. It's not Alaska. We can eliminate that. It's one of the contiguous states. The password is contiguous. Hey, I should get that bottle of hot sauce out of the car, too.
Bob Harris?
Yeah, it's, by the way, it's not what I've been using that we're going to give away.
I hope not.
Freshly sealed. And it's from our Christmas party.
Are they going to pick it up at Bob Harris? I don't think we can mail that to them.
Oh.
Good point.
I'll tell you what.
How about a sack of loot?
Maybe
Jay likes it when I say that.
If you pull up to the station with your window open, I can heave it in. and you can catch it on the fly. That's right. I keep forgetting that, yes, we still got to deal with all this stuff.
Yeah, we don't have people come and pick up their prizes anymore. Mail it out to them. Because basically they're just little gift certificates, not bottles of things.
Right.
Yeah, we'd have to pay substantial
or cash.
Yeah. Sacco cash. So we're not going to do that today?
Sacco loot. I thought that was a
That's what got us our numbers.
Yeah.
Give it away, what, $14?
Right. Yeah. No, didn't it hit like close to 30?
Did it go higher than that? It probably did. I don't remember. I know it was getting up there, and I was like, guys, we're going to stop, please.
First time I've ever seen you sweat here in this studio.
Yeah, I can't do that.
By the way, we mentioned this earlier. There's a wristband that lets your boss know how you are feeling. Excellent. It has a button you push if you're happy and one you push if you're not, so your company can keep an eye on your mental health. This is from an actual video this company released.
Thanks to Moodbeam, you're able to keep in touch with your teams from afar and get an idea of how everyone's coping. Everyone wearing their Moodbeams? We know feeling connected is everything to you right now. So rest assured as Moodbeam gives meaning to remote management from day one. Has everyone managed to set up their prompts all right? If your company is one that cares about the well-being of its workers, you'll already know that engaged teams are everything if your company is to thrive in these difficult and ever-changing times.
So it's Moodbeam, and you wear a band, and it communicates to your boss how you're feeling, so they know the status of your mental health.
Rick is texting me right now.
At first I thought... Yeah, he's got a detector at his door, trust me. One of the funniest features, once we let people back in the building here, one of the funniest features, there's a wall outside the boss's office. This particular wall, if you walk with your back against it, you can't be seen from the boss's desk. And so many people have walked that path with, that it's, there's no paint.
It's worn.
It's
yeah.
worn down to
in
the...
In that corner, there's... Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see where people have just skimmed by on that little corner, stuck as close as they could to swing by there.
One of our former coworkers, God rest her soul, though, tried that system and it didn't work because even with her back firmly against the wall... parts were still visible.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, that worked for us. The 9-year-old fourth grade thing worked beautifully for us. Why would we want to stop, right?
We don't want to ruin our numbers.
No, sir. No, sir. It is 7:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We will do a conundrum or some type of thing for a giveaway next hour. Seafood Bistro gift card. If you, you know, we talked to Randy Burkhalter yesterday. Actually, we talked to
Eddie.
Eddie, who was a great guy. And he was talking mostly about things you can do to get your lawn in shape because it's going to start growing in again very soon. One day you'll walk outside, it's ready for mowing, and your mower hasn't been used. You pull start it, it doesn't go, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Why not look into getting something new to take care of your lawn from Lewis Lawn? By the way, they can do 0% interest on certain products. In fact, all the manufacturers have specials and incentives. And the guy that can tell you all about those going into the next mowing season is Chad Sasser. He's been our point there, guy there for many, many years. It's a great business, all local, and anything you buy there can be brought back for service. Among the new products, above and beyond the big zero turns from Echo and Exmark and tractor-sized mowers, were the Egos. These are battery-operated products. All you do is hit the on button. You just take it off the charging station. And it's ready to go. Mowers, even self-propel mowers that operate on battery technology. Really cool stuff. Edgers and trimmers and more. So when you need something, stay local. Give Lewis Lawn a chance. 244-9191, open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the winter and soon. That's the first sign of spring, actually, is when they go to 5 o'clock.
Right.
That'll be sometime next month. But right now it's still 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn, right next to Walter Craig out there on the Northern Boulevard at 7:58.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic authorities wrapping up an accident on the Northeast Boulevard at Wares Ferry Road. That one's going to be out of the way shortly. We are still very busy this morning. Got congestion all the major intersections around the boulevard. Very heavy traffic inbound from Wetumpka on 231 at Congressman Dickinson. Also, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. And they are reporting heavy traffic in Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Prattville this morning. No new accidents to tell you about, though, at this time. The Toyotas are arriving by the truckload at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate.